Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. I feel like I'm right there in Laguna Niguel.
Well, you're right down the road. You're just hour south.
Yeah. Girl, I sure could use an adjustment. I haven't had a chiropractic. I know I need it. Let me ask you a question, too.
Yeah.
Can you do adjustments on just the lower half? I always see them do it from the neck. Do you do anything from the hip area?
Oh, my gosh, April. Every joint in the body has the ability, the possibility of becoming misaligned. And because of that, every joint can be repositioned into the correct position. Well, you know, TMJ, foot problems, knee problems.
Ooh, I had that TMJ one time. It was awful. But let me tell you what I did. Here, I can. Oh, we're recording. Yeah, I can tell you. Let me tell you what I did. I had a guest on my show that did sound therapy. Mm. And I was like, okay, now I have singing bowls and I use them for different meditation purposes, but I had never used it for healing modality. And I said, okay, I'm going to go. She says, April, I can heal you. I was like, yeah, okay, right. That TMJ, it's awful, brains. If you've ever had your mouth out of alignment besides talking crap, it's a it's a ugly thing. And it's very painful because when you chew, you know, everything, I didn't know if I had a stroke or what. Long story short, I let myself go and just relax into her meditation. And her frequencies were really off. I kid you not, Dr. Waddell, the whole alignment shift.
Yeah.
And when we were finished, I was healed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So, you know, you always see people get adjustments, chiropractic adjustments by the neck portion, you know, but there are so many other ways that chiropractic help. Oh, Brains, I forgot to tell you where we are. We just started talking. I have Dr. Jennifer Waddell with us from Laguna Niguel. And you're on the edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. She's an amazing chiropractor. She's been doing that from, what? She told me 35 years. I don't believe her. But she says she's been doing that. She's got some kids. And, you know, she's a free woman. She's consciously uncoupled and looking cute as she can be. So we're going to talk about that because she's working with women right now. You know, outside of the ones that's got the TMJ and the neck problems, but she's got an online program that is really trying to help them edit, pivot, and adjust to where they are in midlife. It's a whole metamorphosis of change, okay? We have went from the caterpillar to the butterfly, and hopefully we don't move into the moth.
Very well.
But I want to welcome her to the show, and then we'll continue the conversation because I got so excited to have her on the line. I wanted to talk to her about what's going on with my body. But let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Dr. Jennifer Waddell?
I'm doing great, April. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this time with you.
I'm looking forward to it too. You know, is this your first podcast?
My very first podcast.
Well, I'm glad to be your first.
Something special about the first.
Nothing special about it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
Well, as you said, actually, I've been in practice 32 years, not 35, but it's of the same when you get to the 30s. So how I got to where I am, was that kind of the question?
And what just how did you evolve? How did you find chiropractic, or how did chiropractic find you?
Well, I think that it all had to do with my interest in the body after not understanding it for so long. And, you know, really it was I always knew that I wanted to do something in healing. Matter of fact, when I was little, I thought I would be a vet. So I created like a bug hospital, which didn't really go very far. Little beds that I would make for these little bugs.
That's sweet.
But that set me on my path. And then, you know, when I think going back to high school is when I started to feel that, you know, health was something that I just didn't even understand. And it showed up in the way of weight. I come from a family where weight is a real big issue. And I remember My mom and my cousins and aunts, everybody was always on one diet or another, and the weight was never lost, or if it was lost, it was found again. And I remember, I don't think there was a day in high school that I didn't wake up, and before I even got out of bed, I would feel my body to see if I'd gotten fat during the night. I mean, obviously, I didn't understand how it worked. And it wasn't until I actually started chiropractic school that I really had an understanding of how the body worked. And for the first time, I understood that it was really that we really are self-healing and self-regulating. And if you put the lifestyle principles in place and you remove the things that interfere with healing, that you can create the most incredible health and body possible. And so I knew that I wanted to do this. I was on my way to medical school, and I was excited about that. And I had met a group of chiropractors or people, students on their way to chiropractic school, that we were all studying the prereq stuff. And then my boyfriend at the time injured his back, and I thought I would never take him to a chiropractor. But this group of people convinced us and took three or four people to carry him into the office, and he walked out an hour later after a time with the chiropractor. So I thought, whatever that guy has, I want to learn about that. And that's what I started to really explore, really the innate ability that we have to heal when there's nothing interfering with it. And so I felt like when I started chiropractic school that I kind of like I had almost discovered the secret to life, to health and to vitality and potential of the greatest optimization of ourselves possible.
Now, is
So,
chiropractic, I'm sorry, is chiropractic a Asian modality kind of philosophy?
no, discovered in the United States, in the
Wow.
United States. And it
See, I
all
didn't know
has
that, brains. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Well, it all has to do with that system that runs everything in our body. All healthcare providers understand that it's the ability of your brain to send the messages down the spinal cord and out the nerves to all the parts of your body. But that flow of information will determine how healthy you are, how much symptoms you have show up in your life, and really your level of vitality and energy. And we know that when there's a shift in the alignment of the spinal bones, that will put pressure on the nerves, and then it will short circuit that signal. So the brain's not able to get the messages correctly to the parts of the body, whether that's your knee or your foot or your liver or your pancreas or whatever. All those things are controlled by the brain. And so as I started to understand, yes, your word, as I started to understand that more, I realized that this was a blind spot in most people's health plan. But it's not the only thing. It's an essential pillar. But what I realized through my years of practice is that the other lifestyle principles, which are really kind of uncommon knowledge as I've discovered through the years, that it's all together like a jigsaw puzzle. And when I going back to when I got out of chiropractic school and I felt like I was all this and all that with all these secrets that I knew, in spite of that, we all have stress in our life, and
Are you
I
kidding me? Yes, absolutely. And but you know what? Stress is the trigger because stress can cause inflammation. Inflammation causes disease. There's mental health that people really don't take into consideration.
And stress causes us to make decisions that we wouldn't ordinarily make. And I remember back in those early days of practice, I mean, those years were a blur. I was starting practice, I was newly married, I had two kids, and I can't, and you're trying to be everything to everyone, your patients, your husband, your children. I remember so many nights, even though I knew what to do, I would leave work and my kids were at the practice with me. I'd be nursing them in between patients. So I remember leaving work at night, 6 o'clock at night, dropping the baby at home with my husband and son, going to the store to get groceries to make dinner because I couldn't, was too tired the night ahead, the night before to think about what to do. And I tell you what, even though I knew all these things to do, I would kind of make my way through the store to these big bins of candy in the middle of the store. And put together this bag of licorice and candy corn that I would eat in the parking lot before I even went home. So I had a full-blown sugar addiction, sleepless nights, stress. And it wasn't until I don't even know what the wake-up call was. I think it was just this deep sense that I was so out of alignment with what I was teaching the women in my
Right,
program
right.
about living and how I was living, that I was like, this has got to stop. And so that kind of revisiting back to what I knew was right coincided with us moving down to Southern California and really opening our dream practice. And I started to read everything I could then about hormones and metabolism and sugar addictions and cravings and how cholesterol is really a processed food issue and not a fad in the diet issue, and understanding things in a totally different
I
way.
know, I hate to interject, but I just went to breakfast with my husband. That's our little, our little love date. We go on to breakfast. And as soon as he came home, he went right to the bathroom. And I said, "Fake food, huh?" He goes, "Fake food."
You guys know.
And it's not, and I told him we're gonna have to figure out, do something else. Maybe we'll have to go sit out at the beach in the morning, or, feed the ducks like old people, whatever. But going out to eat is not what it used to be. And people have to understand that you are what you eat. And what you put in your mouth disseminates through your entire body. How you eliminate tells what is going on in your body. But chiropractic is very special because, like you said, it touches on the nerves. So what you're basically doing is adjusting the spine and the spinal column with adjustments.
I am. And in this new phase of my life, I'll be phasing out of my day-to-day clinic practice to really put in place more of the functional wellness principles that I've been teaching for all these years in practice. And so, when women, particularly, because my passion is to work with women, and it's always been the age of the women that I'm at. So when I was much younger, I had mostly a pediatric practice, and then it kind of evolved. And now I really like working with women that are mid-40s and older, because these women come in and they'll come in with neck pain and back pain, but that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. And they'll talk about how they're not able to lose belly fat, and how they can't sleep, and how they use this numbing behavior at night,
A
they
little
drink too
blue
much.
pill with, a little blue pill with a little shot of vodka or some red wine
Exactly. So
and
they don't have to think about the fact that their body and their health isn't where they want it to be. And they have tried every diet out there and they can't lose the weight. They don't have enough energy to show up during the day and their joints are starting to hurt. So all these things become a part of this picture. And what I've realized and what I've known for a long time that seems to be kind of what I know is not what other women know. And women think that it's got to be deprivation. It's got to be hours in the gym. It's hungers and cravings and all this stuff. And that is junk science. Now we know that it's the hormones. It's how food is a signaling molecule for your hormones. It's telling your body whether you're going to store fat or release fat. And how you, so what I have evolved what I do in as and moving forward, what more of my focus will be on is how to teach women how to balance these raging hormones that make you feel like you just are not who you want to be, that you don't have the body that you want, the energy that you want, and you feel bitchy, and you feel like you just don't, you're not who you know you can be moving forward in life.
Well, a lot of that's mindset too. It's a want and a desire. And I'll self-disclose brains. I love to tell y'all about me. But I'm at that stage. I looked at my belly the other day and I was like, ew. And it is a discipline. I'm not disciplined.
Well, let me tell you something about that, April. So a lot of times women will say, I just don't have the willpower, or I just don't have the discipline. That's not the problem. The problem is you don't have the clarity. You don't know the strategy. And this is the thing that most women have. So I'll give you an example. So do you remember that show, The Biggest Loser? Do you remember that show? So do you ever wonder why there's no Biggest Loser reunion shows?
Because they're fat again.
Exactly right. Because the strategy that they used to lose that weight, which is eat less and work out more, that's a short-term strategy. That doesn't work for the long term. Most of those people put back most of the weight, if not more than the weight, because the strategy was not a long-term strategy. You can't, and this is a difficult thing because women want it now. that you want Rome built in a day. But I think that the understanding, the mindset is that you take small steps every day and you move towards that woman that you want to become, because you don't create her. You don't build her overnight.
Right.
You create.
Well, yes, you can. If you got a good one of them plastic surgeons up there, probably right next door to you in Laguna Niguel, because I know you got.
Oh, I tell you what, you can create the shell.
Yes,
but
right.
Not the inside. The inside right. Takes longer to build.
I had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend that had a gastric bypass, took it off her belly, and it grew back on the back of her neck, and her it was awful. It was awful. It grew back. You have to have, again, like you said, the strategy. It's like playing chess. Are you playing chess or are you playing checkers? Do you really want this to be? And that's what I want. I want a long-term life change. Like I said, we went from the caterpillar to the butterfly, and now we're moving to the moth. But we don't want to do that. We want to flutter and fly our wings and be beautiful at every age. So many women don't even like to discuss how old they are. And I think it's such a gift to say, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70. And yeah. People look at you. There's a certain gravitas. There's a certain elegance about aging gracefully. You will never be 20 or 25 again.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You know what? People can tell by your hands. If you take your clothes off in your bikini, your stretch marks, they know who you are. But you have to love all of that. And that's a part of the mindset that we have to get into gear too.
Yeah. And you know, this is something, this has been an interesting thing for me, because when I started to put all these principles in place for myself and really create the health and the body that I was happy to show up in, and I had this clinic where I could experiment with these women and really see what worked. So you get to this point where you feel like you've arrived somewhere, mm-hmm. only to realize something happens and you haven't. Mm. So for me, what happened was I was feeling like all this and all that, but I had everything dialed in. And then my kids left home. And I hit that whole, even though they were, my son lived in the area and my daughter was still living at home, she moved to Canada. And within the week, he left the area and moved to San Francisco. I went through such a feeling of devastation and loss and kind of emptiness time that it really created a space for me to really look at things I had never looked at before. And what I realized is that health when you're, now I'm 63, health when you are at, yeah, health when you're at this point in your life is so much more than the physical body, and that the things that I put in place to create the physical, really, it was just creating kind of the super vehicle so that I could live whatever dreams I created. But it wasn't about the body and it wasn't about the energy. It was like, it was about what I could do with those things. And during that time, I realized that it was that deeper connection with myself that really became the important thing. And this is part of what I teach in my program that I'm actually going to be launching in 6 weeks. It's called Midlife Metabolic Reset.
Wow.
Where I go through and I teach women how to balance these hormones so that you can, so you don't wake up exhausted, and so that you can create this type of joy and excitement starting your day, because you've got the physical ways to back it up, not the plastic surgeon exterior stuff, but the internal stuff. Where you just feel like, yeah, I have that vibration happening in my life and bring it forward.
So is there a combination of different things that you add? Is it, you know, meditation? Is it meals? Is it exercise? Is it?
It's all those things, April. So
no.
It's things, it's the fundamental pillars. It's how we fuel our bodies correctly, how we move. Exercise and movement is very different than going out and to work out in the gym. It's how we handle our stress. Stress can be phenomenally powerful. We don't evolve unless we're under stress, called hormesis. And we need to move. We need to be under some sort of stress in order to grow. All growth happens outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are stressed, it's a good thing, but we need to know how to modulate it and use, make it available to use and to move forward from. And it's things that, that connect us to really who we are. It's meditation and journaling and gratitude and how we move our bodies, how we show up in the world, how we choose what we focus on, because whatever we choose to put our energy on, that's what we create and that's what we bring into our lives. And you can either
It's
You can
that
even,
NLP, it's that neuro-linguistic programming.
exactly.
It's that conversation that you're having in your head. I tell you, brains all the
Yes.
time. I love talking to me. This and my alter ego right here. That offsets my drama. When I want to just really flip it, I give it to her. But you have to have a way of loving yourself. Just telling yourself, I'm wonderful, I'm powerful, I'm smart, I can do this. I have this. What else is possible? What else is in store for me? You have to ask with a curious mind. I can taste sometimes my ambition on my tongue because I get so excited about it. I get passionate about it. You have to feel a certain amount of passion. So here you are. You've also, went through a relationship change. What did that all bring up for you? The children leaving? You moving into this different part of your career, moving into a different personal space. What did you realize about Jennifer Waddell?
I realized that that it was time to come back to being really who I am and not living my life as a reflection of someone else, and listening to my own voice and what brought me joy, and realizing that that it was time to listen to parts of myself that I had not listened to for a long time. And it was a scary time, and I talked about when I was newly in practice, how even though I knew those principles about how to stay healthy and whatever, strong, vital, that the stress kind of knocked me right off target. And the same thing happened again when I separated from my husband. You go, we'd been married 29 years, and you go through a tremendous grieving and loss and loneliness, and you need to learn how to be there for yourself. And what I learned through this whole process is, I can either observe reality or I can create reality. And my observation was, I don't want to be focusing on the things that make me sad. I know I need to process things to grow and move on, but I want to focus on what I want to create in my life and in my dreams and put my energy towards that, so that I just don't observe reality that is there, but I create what I want to have show up in my life.
Absolutely. What brings you the greatest joy? I don't want to hear about the kids and all that kind of stuff. Is it that country dancing that you're doing now? Is it that, or is it
I
walks
tell
on
you
the
what,
beach? What makes you happy?
that I there's lots of things that make me happy these days. I spend a lot of time laughing. I have become addicted to pickleball. I love playing
Okay.
pickleball.
Now I got a little crunchy because the place where I played tennis, now see, that was my go-to right there. I could lose some weight, play some tennis. But they stopped the tennis and they put in all the pickleball.
Because there's a lot of tennis converts coming to play pickleball because it's so
Okay,
much
so
more fun.
should I get on the pickleball train? Should I need to learn how
Okay,
to do it?
you'd probably just knock it out of the park if you did, because it's tennis players that come over, they're killing it. They're killing it.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go over there and be friends and be nice because I was boycotting the tennis court. I was
You
mad.
gotta change your attitude, April.
Yeah, well, attitude is latitude, and latitude, attitude equals gratitude, and that's what you said. That's exactly what it was. So what do you do now as far as like when it comes to your diet and looking at your plate? Because what we ingest has so much to do with it. Do you reduce your amount of course, processed foods and sugars and salts and know that? Do you reduce your amount of meat? Do you eat a lot more green vegetables? What really stimulates?
So really the keys for me, it's probably a term you've heard of before, intermittent fasting. So it's when you eat in a certain window, because I'll tell you something. Remember I talked about how hormones tell our body whether to release fat or hold on to fat? So it's a hormone, insulin is a fat storing hormone. So here's a little secret about that. Every time you eat, you blast your body with insulin. So lots and lots of insulin is released with carbohydrates and processed foods and fruit juices and fruit. And a lot less is released with protein, and very little, if any, is released with fat. And so you want to keep your insulin surges down. So the first time I eat in the day is usually about 1 o'clock because I'm not hungry. I'm what's called metabolically flexible, meaning that I don't eat crap. And so my body uses my stored body fat for energy, as well as the protein and vegetables and fats that I eat. So I might
Okay,
just
so
go.
I'm doing that, but
Okay. Okay.
I do it a little differently. I just stop eating at like 7 o'clock,
Well,
and I
that's
don't
the other
eat.
thing.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
I don't,
until.
and I'm, yeah, I don't eat anything. I may have some water.
Yeah.
If it gets too tough on me sometime, I'll go get my favorite go-to, some grapes and some cheese. I'll do a little bit of that, but it's easier for me to fast while I'm sleeping because I don't realize what's going on. But again, 7:30, 8 o'clock, that 12 hours, baby, the bell's ringing. It's time to eat, mama.
So April, that's fast. That's intermittent fasting. That's you're eating in a window, a time restricted window. So my fasting is a little bit longer. I think I eat probably a 4 to 5 window, but it took me a long time to get there. I have two meals. I'm never hungry, and it's just like, oh, it's time to eat, or I might even miss a meal. So, and then because I've been doing this for so many years, I can go out and I can have, things that I normally wouldn't have, and then get myself right back into this into so it's not about deprivation. It's never about counting calories. It's about what I choose to eat. And now the things that I crave are things that my body wants. It's the nutrients that I eat. So like a normal lunch might be like a big salad with all kinds of vegetables and some chicken, and like some dressing made with high fat like avocado
And
oil and
I'm sure you're so pretty and delicate that you dip your dressing. Heaven forbid you slather
I slather it, April. I slather it. And
it
then I eat until I'm full. I eat a lot of avocados. I eat a lot of meat. But the meat, you said something earlier, you are what you eat, but it's actually you are what you eat eats, meaning that,
I know.
yeah.
I just went to the zoo. I took my niece to the zoo. And we sat there and we looked at all of the most majestic animals with the beautiful coats that were bright-eyed and active, and they were vegetarians. You looked at the silverback gorilla, you looked at the elephant, you looked at the panda bear. They eat no meat, they eat all vegetables. But you looked at that lion. And he's laid out just like lunch meat, just laid all out, not doing nothing, just exhausted and tired, where everybody else is up moving around. And we really had a deep conversation on that. I looked at their coats, how shiny it was. I looked at their eyes. And I mean, these animals have lived for centuries and only eat, grass or vegetables or lettuce or carrots or whatever, but here we are quick to jump on, and I'm a meat eater, okay, so brains don't get all up in my face, but we are eating the leftovers of an animal that's been dead at least 4 or 5 weeks before it's gotten to
Well,
us.
my vegan daughter would agree with you. I however do not. I feel like there's great value. If you're vegan or vegetarian, you have a hard time getting the essential amino acids into your diet to keep your brain strong and healthy. And unless you're so dialed into that, it's a very difficult endeavor. What I meant by what you eat, that whole thing is if you put into your body animals that have been abused and commercially raised, shot full of hormones and antibiotics, that's what you ingest, and that's what dims your own life energy down. If you eat animals that have been raised in a small farm environment where they are lovingly cared for and humanely raised and killed, and without any of the crap that goes into, the trauma of the other way, I feel like that is the optimal way to fuel your body and to get the essential things that you can't make on your own.
But also the preparation of the food.
Yeah.
My daughter got angry with me. And I told her, I said, you need to go in there and prepare dinner. Oh, she slammed the pots and pans and she sucked her teeth and all this kind of stuff. So when dinner was ready, she says, you can come eat now. I said, oh no, I'm not eating that. And she said, I cooked and this and that. I said, right. I said, but you didn't do it with love.
Yeah.
You didn't do it with care. I said, you did it with anger and hostility. I said, so I'm going to ingest all of that.
Yeah.
I said, so this is not what I'll have. I'll make myself a sandwich. And from that day to this day, we have a clear understanding that food is also preparing food and cooking is a meditation.
Yes,
It is
it is.
it's a preparation of love, how you put the spices together, how you stir it, how you want it to taste good for the person that receives it. So you have to take that into consideration as well. What would you tell the woman that is just in a state right now? She is stuck. She's hurt. She's sitting there crying, listening to this podcast, wondering, where do I begin? What would you say to her, Dr. Waddell?
I would say to her that if you look at where you are and where you want to be, you are going to be overwhelmed and stay stuck. So you just look at the next thing that you can do, that you can focus on, the small step that you can take towards that woman that you want to be. Because that's really what any transformation is. It's a series of small steps that you just take one foot in front of the other. And not just that, you do that, but you celebrate those small steps and say, yeah, I did that. I told myself I was going to do that. Maybe it's just making a list. Say, this is what I know I need to buy for this next healthy meal. Don't even go shopping for it. Just make the list and go, yeah, I'm that person that can do what I say I do, will do. And I can do that. So if you break down that whole big thing of feeling so out of control in your life and so far away from where you want to go, you break it down into little tiny pieces and know that you can be successful with that next step.
Well, we want you to break it down into nice, bite-sized pieces. Chew on it. Let it lay on your palate. Let it get into your bloodstream. So that's so important because you have to love on yourself. Nobody's going to love you like you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Everybody's looking for an outside influence. They're looking for validation from somebody else. Oh, you look pretty. Oh, you lost that weight. Oh, I like that dress. I like that jewelry. But all that's temporary because when they're gone, that compliment is gone. But when you can look in the mirror and say, wow, look at this. I've, maintained, not even gained or lost, but I've maintained this weight, so I know that I'm on the right trail. Also with weight loss, people forget the bloat and the inflammation. Brains, you got to get that down first before you can attack a pound. I realize that because again, there's so much of this processed stuff that's in you. Sodas, and I used to be a refill queen. And now, if I want a beverage, I will have half a glass, but the rest of the day is water. I'll put some fruit in my water, whatever, but it has taken the inflammation down considerably. And inflammation is one of the first causes of disease. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. So, we don't want to be diseased. We don't want to be angry. So, Dr. Waddell, please tell us how to get in contact with you. Tell us about your current offering and how someone can come and work with you because you've got an amazing program. I just wish you were so much closer.
Well, the nice thing about what I do, April, is it's a group coaching online. Probably the best email for me is my name. It's Dr. Jennifer Waddell at Gmail. So it's DrJennifer Waddell at gmail.com. My signature program will be launched in 6 weeks from now. It's Midlife Metabolic Reset. And it's a 3-month program. And the thing about it that I just love is the group coaching program. And I know from my experience with coaching women before that women, like-minded women on the same journey together thrive. And so the program will be online. We'll have weekly Zoom coaching calls where we meet and discuss things and have questions answered. And I'll have a daily Facebook group to handle things in between the calls. So that's the program. And women are welcome to reach out to me and I'll be happy to share more about that. Happy to set up a strategy call with them to see if they would be a good fit and tell a little bit more about what I do and how I can help them.
Well, ladies, I want you to try it. At least check into it the first couple days. Contact Dr. Waddell and see if you can have a one-on-one consultation. But you got to want it. And you got to want to have the dedication to follow through. Don't let it be a quick fix. This is a long-term turnaround. This is a lifestyle change. It's not just a quick fix. As she said, you could go to one of her neighbors and get a quick fix. But if you want something long term and stability, then you need to check out what Dr. Jennifer Waddell has. Now, are you still doing chiropractic in that
I
office as well?
yes, I am, and that will be going on for a while too. I'll
Okay.
be yeah
Get
for here.
your back. It's not back cracking. Get it adjusted. That's just,
Thank you, April.
you
Thank
have
you
to
for
say you
the
have to get it
politically
adjusted.
correct term.
Yes, because I need some, and you know what else I like? Inversion. You have an inversion table?
I've got a lot of cool toys here though, but I don't have an inversion table.
Okay, well, good. I'm gonna come up there. I promise I'm gonna come up there and see you. I'm
Good.
gonna come
I'll
up
give
on
you a
Wednesday.
tour.
Thank you. So, brains, please go in, like, love, and share. What is it? Like, love, and share. Here on the edge, we've got everything you need from soup to nuts to make you happy, to make you healthy. Sometimes we make you angry, but that's a release of endorphins and stress sometimes. But we do it with love because we care about you, and we care about you, Dr. Jennifer. You are the best. Thank you so much for your dedication and your love, and you are looking fabulous. It looks like everything is working well.
Thank you, April. So happy to be here, have that time with you.
All right. Bye, brains.